You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week, commentator Gary Borders returns to the cradle of Texas to wander the streets where he learned more about newspapering than any place he subsequently worked.
Hey, Borders, get over here. A beefy fellow stood in the doorway of St. Augustine Ford, a dealership just off the square in this little town in Deep East Texas. I had wandered around the corner to take a picture of the old jail that once served as the office of restoration architect Rayford Stripling. Now, I was waiting for Joe Hawley, a Houston Chronicle columnist, to leave Imogene's Cafe. He was talking to Imogene after she cooked us an impressive breakfast. 2 eggs, bacon, toast, grits, and coffee for $3.49 apiece. I walked across the street to say hello to Dan Fussell, longtime owner of the dealership. I haven't seen Dan in 30 years. Our friendly reunion would be one of several in this little town where I ran the Rambler newspaper from 1982 to 1987. It was my first publishing job, and it's where I started this weekly habit of writing commentaries. Joe Hawley and I have known each other for 35 years, but we've never met in person. He was editor of the Texas Observer in 1982, when I wrote a few pieces for that Austin-based magazine. He's had a distinguished career in journalism, and now travels the state writing weekly pieces about small towns and interesting people in our state. Joe called and asked if I wanted to meet him in St. Augustine. I've been back to St. Augustine several times, but not since attending the funeral of Sheriff N.L. Tindall in 2003. The legendary lawman was the youngest sheriff in Texas when elected in 1950, and served as sheriff with a few years out of office until 1989. What served as the jail when I was there, built in 1919, has now been turned into a law enforcement museum, the N.L. Tindall Building. The new jail is housed in the old Brookshire Brothers building down the street. So now there's the old jail and the old jail. The museum is amply furnished with photos, news clippings, vintage weapons, books, and accounts of the folks who served as law enforcement officers in this county. Willie Earl Tindall, a longtime educator and librarian, and the sheriff's wife, collected Texana books. Her family donated the collection to the museum. The collection, said to be worth $300,000, is housed in a jail cell. Patrons must wear cotton gloves when examining the books and papers to protect them. An adjoining cell serves as a reading room. There is a wealth of early Texas history in St. Augustine. Sam Houston built a house in town and filed his official report of the Battle of San Jacinto from St. Augustine while recovering from his battlefield wound. The community has done a good job of preserving its legacy with a number of restored 19th century Greek Revival homes and other historic buildings. I was delighted to see Betty Oglesby at the Chamber get-together. Betty is one of those indispensable small-town residents, invariably serving on committees to protect St. Augustine's rich heritage, whatever she can do to make her community a better place to live. St. Augustine Square has always been the heart of the town. It's filled with small retail establishments, a couple of restaurants, a longtime drugstore, and law offices. I didn't see many vacant storefronts. That doesn't mean the place is booming. The town's population has dropped to under 2,000 from a high of nearly 2,500. The county's growth is stagnant, and nearly a fourth of its residents are at or below poverty level. But Betty and the other boosters never give up. They talked about families moving to town, former residents returning in retirement. It was good to see her and others again in this town, where I learned more about newspapering than any place I subsequently worked.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.